Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 316. Today is Saturday, November 5th, 2022. Or if you're here in Aussie land, it is Sunday the 6th of November. So welcome. Welcome everyone. I'm your host Lita. And we are solo this week, though we do have a bit of things to go through. So as much as I was going to say we were going to do a short show, maybe not quite. So anyway, what I thought we would do, let's talk about the news. Yes, Dave, I am flying solo. It could be a very bumpy ride. First off, welcome chat room. Thank you everyone for joining live with me today. I do appreciate it. We have got Nisi, Fair, Zaya, Dave, Tybar in the chat room so far that I can see. So thank you. I appreciate that. I'm gonna do things a little bit different today. In a minute you'll understand, but let's talk about next week. There is changes tonight for you guys in the States, so for your daylight savings finishes. Anyway, for me, I will go back an hour, so if you're in Aussie land, we always go by 7 p.m. Eastern. So if you just remember that, live show will always be that. So for me next week, it will be 10 a.m. Queensland time. If you're in Melbourne, like say Azzy, it will be 11 because they're on daylight savings in Australia. I'm not. So many time zones. It's fantastic. Anyway, so yes, so just to remind you guys of that, 7 p.m. Eastern is what we go with every time we do the show. So yeah, so keep that in mind. All right, let's start off with, we're going to start with the news first, and then we're going to get into something else. So let's do my cute little bumper. Let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Thank you, Rogue Slayer. All right, so we have got Time Walking level cap bump to 60 should be taking place when part 2 of the pre-patch goes live, which is not this week, next week, from memory. Let me put, we've got the Icy Veins link there if you want to check that out. Also, Darkmoon Fair is back in town. Well, that's exciting. That's very exciting. So for anyone that wants to start a new tune, in particular a pacifist, is always good. Yeah, Darkmoon Fair will start, well, for me this afternoon or later this afternoon. So that will run for the week, and as we know, it is a very, very good time to go get yourself some gold, get yourself some bags, get your little challenge tune started. Obviously, remembering Bloodthirsty, there is no love there because you can't get the tickets, you can't do any of the quests, but certainly very good for irons, for passes, for working men, you know, that kind of thing. So Nisi and Fair did a write-up, which is up on the website. I've put the link in chat there, but you can check out the website for the guide to the Dark Moon Fair, which is fantastic. It helps so much. So if you're new to doing a challenge tune, or you need a bit of a if you need a refresher, good time to go and check that out as well. All right, and apparently WoW's 18th anniversary begins Sunday. 18 years, guys. Whoa. Yes, more coffee, definitely. So yes, the 18th anniversary begins Sunday and will wrap up on November 27th. Updated anniversary article will go up sometime Sunday afternoon, evening. All right. why do I feel old all of a sudden? Zaya says. Yeah, it's a little bit crazy to think that for some of us, we have been playing this game for a very long time. Other than my family, it's probably the longest relationship I've had. That includes with my husband, who I met through WoW. So there you go. It'll be very, very interesting. Tybar says for regular tunes, you can add up to 78% XP buff during anniversary, plus Dark Moon, plus wins. Great time to be leveling. Which, also, that's pointed straight at me because time is very limited and at the moment. So that's the stuff that is coming in or just starting. You can almost avoid the game. I'd like to be able to spend a bit more time in game, like a lot more time in game. That would be really good. It's not so much happening at the moment. A couple of factors for that, but anyway, it is what it is. Right. Alright, so we have got congratulations to Greenpew on reaching max level and becoming our 10th Shadowlands Green Man Challenge champion. 10 greens, guys. Wow, that is fantastic. Well done to Greenpew. And accolades to Team Sands for completing their pacifist challenge journey. Was a yellow flag, but well done to them. So that's our update for this week. As we know, people are busy leveling, which is fantastic. I did talk about time changes for you guys, for our guys, all those kinds of things. So don't forget, I'll try and remember to say that at the end of the show as a reminder. But again, always base it on 7 p.m. Eastern and check your time zone. That is the easiest way. Now, I can't remember. Nisi and I, last week, did we talk about talents? I can't remember. It's been a bit of a week. It's been a bit of a year, really. So apologies if we go over things, if I go over things mostly. Just a reminder, we made the decision that talents are allowed. So this is a class spec, because what happens is at Once you choose a spec, you're given one talent, and from there, whether you choose to take more or not, it's Blizzard has made it way complicated, unfortunately. But again, it is what it is. It seems to be the story of this year, I think. So we've had quite a few questions from people, especially in Discord, about, you know, is it class specific? Is it, you know, spec specific? So talents comes down to basically you choose your spec and you're given talents and we're allowing them. Okay, so whether you use them or not on your challenge turn, it's up to you, but you're not going to get red flagged for having talents. We've had to do this because Blizzard has forced us to do this. Now, that also brings into the fact that every toon that has leveled before the pre-patch hit that has a spec would call into, if we still said no talents allowed, one, you'd be looking at probably every challenge would become pacifist-like, because you may not be able to kill very much after a certain level. And that's not what we want. It's never something that we want. Each challenge is to stand on its own merit, so to speak. So, hence why, because Blizzard forced the change on us, we have had to roll with it, and therefore are allowing right across the boards. That also means that those previous toons that you've made, pretty much every single toon that I've got, I haven't made a new toon yet since pre-patch hit, but they're all forced to have talents because you've already picked a spec. Okay, so if you did not pick a spec, that would be, I think from memory, Nisi, you've got one that you had that was specless, that didn't have any talents. So because we made the changes, you know, quite a few years ago, because specs were forced on us, it's this whole thing. So the other thing that I noticed that some people have struggled with in particular today, and I must admit, I've not had much time to really play the game since the pre-patch. I've been able to dabble a little bit here and there, but IRL has just caused things to not play as much time as I'd really like. So what I thought that we would do is talk about, because some people were saying, well, I logged into my toon, I reset the talents, I logged out, I've logged back in, and they've gone back to the default, which is what Blizzard is doing. If you've chosen a spec, you log into a toon that's got the spec, you're going to get a default set of talents on every single toon. Okay, now up to you what you want to change around. Again, we're saying you can reset your talents points. That's all fine. You're not going to get flagged for any of that. So I thought what we could do is talk about, and I know how to do it. I worked it out. I've seen some streamers mention it, but considering we're here, we're now, how about we log into one of my challenge toons and I show you this challenge toon I've not been on. So just bear with me because I have many things open. And this could be fun. And hopefully it's not too loud. So apologies if the game is. I've tried to turn everything down. But we're going to log in and see. Alright. We're going to... Which tune am I going? Okay. Just bear with me. I am just making sure that I have... Because goddamn add-ons, I tell you. They are fun. Alright. Okay. So, having a look. I'm on Iron Leiter. Okay, so she is my little warlock that I made. She's at level, what level am I? I'm at 33. I have not logged in on her at all. So, let's see what we've got. We're going to do this live. So, okay, did you guys see that? So that... is all the stuff hitting. Now, I'm just going to go for the default on this for the moment. Where am I? Conquest. Oh, that's right. I forgot. I forgot where I was and what I was doing. Yeah. But hopefully you can see. Here's all the stuff that's popping up. That's fantastic. Love that. All the new spells. So, if we go over and we have a look, here's our talent trees. All right. So, as you can see, this is what it has defaulted to. And being that she's only level 33, obviously, you know, there's quite a few. I've still got quite a few bits and pieces here. I can still play around with some of them. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to change some stuff. So we've got the warlock points, which you can play around with. And we've got our spec. So we've got class and spec. All of these you can play around with. You can change. Okay. We have allowed the whole thing. Now, let's have a look. Warlock, as we know, warlock is my first love. Always will. But let's have a look. What have we got? Let's channel. Let's have a look. So we don't have... We've got improved conflag. We've got... Let's take something from. All right. So we have got... all these ones. I'm going to take something. I'm going to right click the one that I want to take back, and then I'm going to left click the one that I want to do. Now, just to make life, let's just play around. Let's just go one here. And let's go one here. Okay, so we've made a couple of changes. Let's go over here. Let's go one here. And say one here. Alright. Now, what we've got to do, we've got to apply the changes. So we're changing the talents. We've got the new spells have hit down here. Okay. Now, what we've got down in this little corner here is your default loadout. So if I log out now and I log back in, it is going to go back to default because that's what it says right here. So what I want to do is I want to make a new loadout. Okay, so I want to make one specifically for Iron Leader. So I'm going to go onto the new loadout and I'm going to, let's just call it Iron Leader. And I'm going to save it. All right, I love the graphics. Did you guys see that? Warlock's graphics are great. I'm sure everyone has fantastic graphics, but I'm a sucker for a Warlock graphic, most definitely. All right, now, as you can see, we have down here, we have got Iron Leader, we've got a starter build, that's the preset, talent build that's suitable for most content, so that's Blizzard has that built in, okay, so that's like your default. So, if I shut that down, we've got the new ones have been added in. I'm not going to go play because nobody needs to see that. Not today. But let's test this. All right, I'm going to log out. Log out of the game. There's Iron Leader. All right, there's my troll. We're not going to hop on the troll. We're going to jump back on Iron Leader. Alright, so by rights, because we saved the talents we created and we made one, we've saved it. And there we go. Iron Leader is active. Alright. There is... We can tick to use shared action bars. So that's like account stuff. But changes I've made, just remember, if you don't want default, if you want to play around with your talents on both your warlock, your destruction, so your class and your spec specific talents, then load, go down to this bottom here and do a new loadout, call it whatever you want to call it, and save it, and that way it won't go back to the default. So I just wanted to talk about that before too many more people think that changing it and then applying it, it'll apply it for the time that you play, but as soon as you log out, you'll lose it. If you remove all talents before clicking new loader, you can have no talents except the basic one. If you remove all talents before clicking new loadout, you can have no talents except the basic one. I'm wondering, let's turn. Okay. If we turn all of those off and we turn all of these off, so the only one that it gives me, turn that off, has to give me Demonic Circle. Okay. You must spend all available to apply changes. Click up ones first. Iron Leader, no talents. What happens? So if I save it, it still won't allow. So if I go that one, it won't. Click up ones first. Click up ones first. I don't know what that means. So there. Done. So it won't let me do that on there. Log out and back in. Let's go. Click the first row first. See, they're not there at the moment. Let's see what happens. Now I'm intrigued. Okay. Let's log out. Let's log back in. So at least we know changing talents on both class and spec. Moving, you know, if you want to move things around, etc., then you've got the ability to save it, which is really good. Okay, so I've made Iron Leiter no talents and save that, and I have no talents other than that basic one, which is Demonic Circle. Demonic Circle, you know, it's not the worst thing to have as a base warlock spell, but going by that, you can save your to a no talents build, which is good to know. Alright, so we've got a few options, obviously. And next week I'm going to be talking with Stir. Stir's going to be on, and he's going to be telling us his journey of his new rogue that he's made since the pre-patch hit. What are you now, Stir? 51? Something? Yeah. And Stir's got no talents at all on his rogue. So we're gonna have a talk to him about that. I know that there's probably some other people that are playing around with specs, talents, and all that kind of thing as well. So but we're gonna hear how the journey for Stir has been, and that way at least, you know, it gives you options and you can understand why we have ended up going down this path, because we do understand that without having various spells for the class, killing things is gonna be very difficult after a certain point, that's for certain. So we get to have a chat with him next week. But does that help explain the chat room? Does that all make sense? I hope that does. I just thought it would be a good time, while I was by myself, I could kind of do a bigger game screen so you guys could see what I was trying to do, because I know the more people we have on screen, the smaller other stuff gets. So I do hope that that's at least helpful with understanding how to save for your tunes and things like that. So hopefully this might help some of you. For those obviously listening to the podcast, I would suggest that you pop on over to the YouTube channel and have a look specifically at this, but there certain is ways to take your talents back, and also to reset the talents depending on what you want to do. Alright, I'm going to log out. We're going to shut WoW down now. So that, as I said, I just wanted to give you, like a visual to help for those that didn't fully understand what's involved with doing, because we've always had, since Blizzard bought in talents, how many years ago? Long time ago. Probably since Day Dot. No, I don't think we had. Did we have talents from Day Dot? I've got a feeling they may have come in a little bit later, like one of the patches. Anyway, 18 years is a long time ago. There were in Classic, but I had a feeling that they may have came in, you know, like 1.1 patch or something like that. Anyway, that's just me thinking aloud, but we've always said talents weren't allowed, and now with Dragonflight, obviously, not only do we have specs allowed, we've got talents allowed. So it's a big change for mindset. I know for me, I still feel really dirty that Blizzard has forced this on us again. But we just gotta roll with it, and we don't want to be flagging old champions, tunes that have been around for years. That's never our intention. So we've made these decisions for the good of the challenges moving forward. All right, so that hopefully will help some of you. I hope. Anyway, I thought it would be a good time to just have a little look at that. Anyway, okay, well, let's get back on track, because that was kind of a last minute thing that I was like, hey, let's do that. So I thought about that this morning, so I hope that helps some of you understand. And again, if not, you know, let us know. I can certainly jump in when, like, later today, etc. If you need a bit more of a one-on-one, reach out, and I'm more than happy to, you know, have a one-on-one explaining it if needed. Just again, remember time zones. I do work and I do have a family, so I'm more than happy to help out, but just know that I need to work things into schedules, etc. Okay, let's get back, and I think I've covered all the news, so let's do the state of the challenges. But first, how about we all have a drink? If you've got your drink, whatever choice it is, how about we all have a little sip, whether that is an alcoholic beverage, whether it is not, like mine, which is coffee. Let's all just have a drink, because, you know, and that was a lot of information, and sometimes we just need. So cheers. Cheers, big ears. Cheers. It was good. Let's have another one. There's Kobe. Kobe says hi. All right. So let us do state of the challenges. So let's have a look. All right, looking across, we've got people busy leveling, which is fantastic to see. All right, let's talk about the irons this week. We had 10 irons. Yay. We have got Deal at level 28. Number 9 is Telesinae. At 29, they are red flagged due to gear dungeon bosses and killing blows too low. Okay, red flagged on that one. So number 8 is Maro Fell at level 30, but RIP. 7 this week is A Roth at level 33. 6 is Bowman at 35, RIP. 5 this week is Zara Cologne, Zara Cologne sounds kind of cool. All right. Level 40. Again, pronunciation is not my best. It's not my forte, guys. So apologies if I butcher your names. You know, you know that by now, right? Okay. Number 4 is Zaya Miko. Zaya is busy always. At level 42. Number 3 is Trio at 42. 2 this week is Dank Iron at level 50. And number 1 this week is Gypsy Stir at level 54. That is Stir's No Talents Rogue. Wow. 54 Stir. My gosh, that's amazing. All right, Bloods this week. We had one Blood. That's exciting. Lock Murder at level 23. 7 Pacifists this week. So at number 7, we've got Hunter Rose at level 10. 6 is Cece at 28. 5 is Careful at 29. 4 is Chili at level 40, but RIP. 3 is Paxus at 45. 2 is Gren Parsi at level 50. Yellow flagged, 3 kills, 1 killing blow. And number 1 was the Team Sands for hitting 60. Accolades for completing their run, though they are yellow flagged. So, Tins is next. We had one Tin, which is Kinoz at level 22. Greens this week. We had 10 greens. Wow, greens getting a lot of love this week. Number 10 is I Am at 16. 9 is Key Aloe at 19. 8 is Ravenixels. Ravenixelis at level 22. It's an interesting name. It's kind of got that flow. Reminds me of something. I can't think what it is. Anyway, level 22. Number 7 is Farty Marty at level 29, RIP. Number 6 is Missy Teen Fit. Missy Fit Teen. Apologies. My brain just completely went on a whole different one on there. Missy Fit Teen at level 29, RIP. Number 5 is Khan Jar at 30. Number 4 is Silly Pally at 32, RIP. 3 this week is Krupp at 33. Number 2 is 3 Teen Joe, RIP at 38. And number 1 this week is our Green Pew at level 60, our 10th Shadowlands Green Man Champion. I was going to say, did I type that backwards? No, my brain just had that complete moment of, I saw what it was, but it just was like, that's not right. So I flipped everything. And then I was like, no, it was right. Yay, brain. Working men this week. We have got 8. Wow, you guys, that's fantastic. 8, we have got Tic-Tac-Toe at level 10. Yellow flagged, you must learn one profession by level 20 or you'll be red flags. Don't forget, working man must have at least one profession. Number 7 is Sathiron at level, what level? Nisi, Sathiron. Anyway, they are yellow flagged. You need to kill more. yeah. Anyway, number 6 is Plamp at level 19, RIP. Number 5 this week is Fair Stealth at level 19. Fair's busy. Another busy, busy bee. Number four this week is Dawnlick at 19, RIP. Okay, they were level 13. Nice. Oh, Fair Stealth is your Tauren Rogue. Excellent. That is a great name for a Tauren Rogue. Love it. Love it. Okay, so number three, where did I get up to? Number four was Dawnlick, 19 RIP. I think I said that. Number three is Tic Tac Toe at 21 RIP. Number two is Hunter Pan at 36. And number one this week is Fairlin at 53. Well, must admit, it was a bit of a messy week. Many RIPs this week, looking at the list. So, commiserations to everyone that we lost this week. It certainly seemed to be very rough. Well done, though, on all the leveling. You guys are absolutely rocking it, which is fantastic. We appreciate that you guys are having fun with the challenges. And we know that with Dragonfly, things, you know, as much as we can continually say, Blizzard makes us make these decisions we don't like making. It's so good to see that you guys are out there leveling, having fun with it. I love it. So thank you. Thank you all for making tunes and having fun and playing and leveling. So thank you for that. All right, well, let's do some chit-chat. What do we got? This one.
Hey, yo, it's chit-chat!
Okay, so we have got... I've got a joke for you guys. It had to be a dragon joke because we're in Dragonflight. So here it is. What types of stories are dragons famous for? Long tails. Of course. All right, Tiber, here we go. So Tiber's still stuck in October stolen joke of the week. What do you get when you divide your jack-o'-lantern's circumference by its diameter? Pumpkin pie. I like it. I like it. That is very true. All right. Nice. Okay. So, guys, if you are trying to message me on Discord when I am live, just please know I do not see the messages until after the show. However, I can see people are wanting me to say stuff or whichever. Anyway, but when I mute Discord, I do not hear it, okay? So if you're trying to talk to me, easiest thing is to talk to me through Twitch in the chat, because that's the one I'm paying attention to, all right? Yes, to Priya for giving us the tip about the talents, being able to remove talents. They had mentioned it earlier today, I think, in Discord while I was up at some ungodly hour. So thank you very much for that. And as we can see, it is doable, as I was able to show, that if you want to not have any talents and remove them, up to you how you want to play. So yes. So yay. You know, again, it gives us options. How you want to do things is up to you. Again, we're allowing it. If you want to go try it without and remove all your talents and see how far you'll go, you know, that's your call. We will talk to Stir next week and he will tell us his story with his rogue. And as we have seen across on various tunes from what people have been saying. It certainly seems if you don't have the talents for your spells, you're gonna struggle killing things. And as I mentioned earlier, we don't want every single challenge to be a pacifist, because that's not what it's about. So each challenge we want to have what they stand for. Obviously, Iron Man, your bloodthirsties, etc. You know, a bloodthirsty trying to do a pacifist. There's so many things. So I always think, you know, if you want to go down the path of just going, oh, well, I'll remove all, you know, all of my talents and then see what I want to add back in. Well, that's up to you as well. But talents are there. Go play with them. You know, see how you find things. We're always curious. Certainly don't forget the forums. You can share. We have threads over there for many different things, but obviously Dragonflight over on the forums. Check it out if you want to check out what other people are thinking. Pop into Discord, all of that kind of thing as well. You know, we're a wonderful community of sharing what we find. We never want to be we don't gatekeep this stuff. It's out there for you all to, you know, to utilize and to find what works. What works for some person might not work for another person, but options, it gives you options that when you're sitting down to play your challenge tune, that you can go, well, do I want to go this way, do I want to go that way? And ultimately then that's up to you. Rod says, I'm not sure, but I think your talents are kept even if you don't save them under a different name. Yeah, I know that I think you can. And again, I've not had time to play with this, but I'm pretty sure that I can save, like, Lita, my main, my warlock. I can save hers, and I'm pretty sure there is a point that I can bring that up on, you know, because I have many Litas. I have many warlocks, not just challenge ones. But I've got a feeling that I can then take from that. So if I want to keep the same build, like, there are bits and pieces. And again, it's all exploring. It's getting used to all this new stuff. So, you know, see how you go with it. If you find stuff that you want to let us know about, then, you know, write us in, let us know through the various socials. And again, if there's something that you want us to check out, let us know and we can have a look at that as well. But at least we know that you can remove them, save them. You can save a whole new spec. But if you don't do either of those, it will default. So yay, again, we have options for the challenge tunes. You've got options, up to you what you want to do. Zaya says you can transfer talents from one tune to another, but it might clear all your action bars. Yeah, so again, because Blizzard has completely changed, like, the the user face, the way everything is, and Nisi and I spoke about that, was that last week or the week before? I don't know. It is all blending. There's been so much information since pre-patch and with the beta stuff and all of that, that there is so much that has changed with Dragonflight. And I think sometimes the best things that you can do is just sit down and play with it yourself. I've had to play around with my main. I'm going to have to sit down and play with every single challenge tune to see what I'm going to be comfortable with, and I just don't have time to do that at the moment, which really, really annoys me, because all I want to do is sit down and do stuff, and I just can't yet. But, you know, so have a play with things yourself, see how it works out. If you've got something that you want to share, then tweet us, let us know on the forums, let us know in Discord, send me an email, whichever ways. But we do love sharing this information within the community, so if you've got something to share, absolutely, we would love to hear it. All right. Hey Grand Nagus, welcome, nice to see you, I haven't seen you for a while, lovely to see you. Nisi says, yeah, there are going to be things we've missed because there is so much. Absolutely. So grab a scout, grab your main, do it on a non-challenge tune at first to get the feel of things, which is what we always suggest. Make a test challenge tune. We've got Dark Moon Fair starting tomorrow for you guys. It's a good chance to start a new tune, and if something happens, well, you haven't gone too far, you know what I mean? So at least you could play around with it. So see how it goes. All right. Well, I think on that note, I think I've covered as much as I can. My entire life is challenge test tunes, Dave. I love it. Oh, I hear you. Don't forget they raised the limit on number of tunes per account. Absolutely. So if you've hit max and you thought 50 was the max amount of characters that you could have on an account, they've raised it to 60. So yay. Still think it needs to go higher, but I might be a tad biased on that. But anyway, you know, look, we go yay for small victories. Yes, very welcome. Very welcome that we get another 10, which is fantastic. All right. Well, on that, it's huge. It is huge. But again, I still think they could have given us more, you know. I might be slightly biased, but when you've been playing the game nearly 18 years, I think, you know, more than it just would be nice to have more. More. Anyway, wouldn't have deleted some tunes had I known that. Exactly. I have deleted tunes every lead up to every expansion, so yeah, I do hear that. Anyway. All right, we're going to wrap this up because this was supposed to be a short show until Lena decided to jump into WoW and talk about talents. Anyway, hopefully it's helpful for you guys. So yeah. All right, it's not an hour yet. It nearly is, and I could do with more coffee. Sorry. But thank you. I do understand. Let's all have another sip and say cheers and thank Blizzard for an extra 10 tunes. It is huge. It really is. But again, I am hoping that they will up that soon. But good point. Don't forget, Dark Moon Fair starting. What was the other thing I had to remind you guys? I've already forgotten. Yeah. Anyway, someone will remind me. Dark Moon Fair is the main thing. It is coming, so prepare your tunes. Be prepared. Time change, that's it. Thank you, Nisi. See what I would do without you guys. I'd probably be rocking in the corner. Time change after for you guys tonight. So just remember, 7 p.m. Eastern is the time I live stream the show on your Saturday, my Sunday. All right. And the anniversary is starting as well. Very exciting. Do I make another pacifist? Oh, it's so tempting. Do I make a working man? I must admit, I'm already thinking of making another tune. Anyway, I might have to flip a coin. We will see. I think a new tune might be the best way to go. Why not? What's another tune, right? Okay. Anyway, first up, let us... Where's my little heart? Because I heart you all. So, to our wonderful Iron Elite, thank you for your support. It helps keep the website and all the bits and pieces going. So thank you guys very much. We greatly appreciate it. To Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris W, me, Mac, Mr. Bride 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber. Still can't do it. Sorry, Tiber. I tried. Winema and Zaya. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Heart you all. Appreciate that. Also, chat room, thanks for hanging out with me today. I do appreciate you giving of your time to be here. So thank you. And to anyone listening on the podcast or anything like that, thank you. Thank you so much. We do appreciate very much. To my awesome bunch of mods, I couldn't do this without you guys. You know that. So to Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, Stir, thank you guys so much. Appreciate you all greatly. And to our wonderful Code Wardens, Zaya, Rudd, thank you for the things that you do to keep our code going and all of that. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. So I will be back next week, which will be Saturday, November the 12th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Always 7 p.m. Eastern. Stir will be joining me next week. Very excited to catch up with him. We're going to have a chat about... He's going to tell us the story of his new rogue with no talents. As I said, he's already at level 54. So we will see. I'm sure he's got lots to share with us. Very excited to hear about that. All right, where you can find all of the things. WowChallenges.com is the website. All of the socials are up there, the social medias. We're on all of the things, so please go check it out. You can find us on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitch Radio. If you want to listen to this, don't forget the YouTube channel. So if you want to go back and have a look at the talent stuff that I just did in-game, to understand that a little bit, have a play around with it. And again, if you've got stuff you want to share, pop over to one of our socials and you know, let us know how you go. Why always the threats of next week? Next week, Dave. Next week. Also, don't forget, you can shoot me through an email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. All right, and if you've got tips, tricks, jokes, reminder that we are mental blank. Whoa, did you see that? It was there and then it went. Next month, it is because we're in November, which means December is not that far away. I don't think I've quite settled on when we will be doing the last show of the year yet. I should have that information next week. So just giving you some heads up to start preparing if you're going to be sending in your death list for this year. It will be early December sometime, all right? So I'll let you know next week as to when the final show for this year will be. So start, I was going to say collaboration, but that's not what I mean. Coordinating information. Words are hard. Anyway, if you want to find me, certainly I am all over the social things. Please check out Lita Wow on Linktree. You will find all of my socials. That is the easiest way to go. So Linktree / Lita Wow is the easiest place to find me. And again, if you need me to do something or want me to run through like with the talents and resetting, just be aware that with the time zones and IRL commitments due to family, work, that kind of thing, we can schedule something for, you know, but I'm more than happy to help you. If you need to be shown something, just let me know. Just, it's got to fit into times, because I do sleep sometimes. Apparently, not last night, but, you know, there are times I do sleep. Anyway, the social you can find me at is Anti. That's from Dave. Nice. That's very funny, Dave. I like it. I could, anyway. All right. Big thank you to Mr. Bright 01 for our amazing intro. Russ has absolutely nailed that. We do love it and we appreciate him so much. So if you want to, he does many things. Please check out our Spreadshirt store. You will see much of his art, the designs he's done for the store, for the t-shirts and all of that, for the various things. He is so talented. So please check him out. He's on Discord at MrBright01 if you want to get in contact with him. And you're going to hear the outro in a moment. And a huge thank you to my husband, Execute, for helping me with that. Again, very lucky to be surrounded by many talented people in our community. So thank you, and to everyone that's here. Again, thanks for hanging out, guys. I do appreciate it. All right. Lita sleeping. It does happen sometimes, Granicus. Often enough, but anyway. Anyway. All right. I could be a heck of a troll if only I could get out from under this bridge. Nice one, Dave. Alright guys, we're going to wrap this up. Thank you for hanging out. Appreciate that. Please stay safe both in and out of game. And we will catch you back next week with Stir. So, yay! See you then. Bye guys!
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Lita, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from Bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.